You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we will speak next. First, right off the bat here on Kevin McCullough Radio, with the doctor who has had the best results in treating COVID-19 on planet Earth. Zero deaths under his care. Only 3 intubations, and one of those is already off a ventilator. How is he doing it? He'll break it down right now.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We want to ensure that doctors have the ability to prescribe these medicines. We've given the proper guidance so that decisions, educated decisions, can be made that are supported by the science and also protective of patients who require those drugs.
That's the governor of Michigan, who has had to retrace her steps on the entire idea of hydroxychloroquine and the treatments that, to be candid, doctors were saying before she decided to ban the use in her state, kind of absurdly. She's not a physician. She doesn't know what she's doing in terms of medical treatment. But she went ahead and banned their use anyway, as did the governor of Nevada, who, as far as I know, still has that ban in place, and other places. Even Governor Murphy in New Jersey has attempted to threaten doctors if they decide to use hydroxychloroquine in their COVID-19 treatment. But what about doctors that have actually used it? We spoke earlier this week with Dr. Bill Grace, who is very familiar with the usages being administered in New York City. But let me turn to someone whose story I featured on this broadcast. It was about a week ago. Dr. Zev Vladimir Zelenko, who is the primary physician, board certified, and longtime physician to a community called Kiryas Joel, a New York village of about 35,000 Hasidic Jews. And Dr. Zelenko joins us now. Doctor, thank you for being with us. I appreciate your time. And I know it's got to be very valuable because you're busy treating patients nonstop.
Thank you so much for having me, but I feel this is very important. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, there's a new poll that's out today of a global community of doctors. About 6,200 doctors have been surveyed, of which some United States doctors were included, that rated the number, the favorability of the treatments that they are applying to the COVID cases that they're seeing globally. And the hydroxychloroquine, along with azithromycin, is the number one cocktail that they are saying is having the best effect. Doctor, you were saying this weeks ago. Why has it taken the world to this long to catch up?
So let me explain something to you. The whole world has been focusing on increasing hospital capacity, ICU bed capacity, and respirator capacity.
Right.
Which is important, but no one has been focusing on treatments in the outpatient setting that will mitigate and prevent patients from ending up in the hospital. And that was really concerning me because I serve a community that's of 35,000 people within a square mile. And I knew that when it hits, it's going to hit
hard and fast, everybody, as they say. You're right.
Right. And what do primary care doctors have right now? A patient comes in, you diagnose them, you tell them, okay, go home, take some Tylenol, drink fluids. And if you get into respiratory distress, go to the hospital and you get intubated and you end up in ICU. Unfortunately, first of all, we don't have any more respirators available, at least where I am, and there's no ICU beds. So if someone gets into respiratory distress, they're dead. So I wasn't satisfied with that. I did my research I scoured the world's responses, like in South Korea, what they did, and in France, what they did. I put together a hybrid regimen, which I'll explain later, and I started administering it to my patients. But not every patient, the high-risk patient, which I can define also. And let me give you my numbers so you should understand. I saw 911 patients that were diagnosed with the coronavirus or suspected of having the coronavirus. The
right.
reason why I say that is because I ran out of tests. So after doing a few hundred tests and having a positive rate of 65% or so, I began to see the patterns of this infection. I ran out of the tests, so I had to make clinical decisions based on how the patient looks and their symptoms, whether or not I think they have the coronavirus. So out of those patients, I identified 911 patients. I only treated 350 of them with a regimen, and because I stratified them into the high-risk group, which means over the age of 60, anyone with chronic medical problems, anyone that's immunosuppressed, or anyone who has shortness of breath or just looks terrible in my office.
Right.
And the reason why I wanted to treat this group, because depending on which country you look at, the mortality death rate is between 5 to 10%. So I identified 350 patients, and I initiated treatment immediately in the outpatient setting. This is very important. This needs to be stressed again. I'll say it again. I initiated treatment in my office and gave people prescriptions to go to the pharmacy to get medication and take it at home. That's important. Here are my outcomes. 0 people dead. 3 people on a ventilator, and fortunately, one is already off the ventilator. 6 patients admitted with bacterial pneumonia for IV antibiotics, and 2 already went home. Let me tell you what was the expected death rate. Out of those 350 patients, let's assume the lowest rate of 5%. So I would have had 17 dead patients and a multiple of that on a respirator.
Right.
My results were 0 dead, 3 in a respirator, and 6 admitted for IV antibiotics.
And by the way, these results matched the same stuff that Dr. Raoult came to in the south of France, and the South Korean numbers that they were posting.
Yeah, but they were treating inpatients. This is a very important distinction that I'm trying to...
Right, because you're preventing the actual hospitalization in most
exactly.
of the cases.
And I'll tell you why. Hydroxychloroquine has 2 unique mechanisms. One is very important in the ICU setting, and one is much more important in the outpatient setting. In the ICU setting, it prevents or minimizes what's called the cytokine storm, which leads to ARDS, or acute respiratory distress syndrome, which people get intubated with a 50% mortality rate.
Right.
But in the outpatient setting, I'm exploiting something else. Hydroxychloroquine is a drug that opens a channel in the cell membrane and allows for zinc to go from outside the cell to inside the cell. And that's very important, because the virus is inside the cell and it's using the cell's machinery to reproduce.
Right.
And zinc interrupts that. So the whole issue is that zinc has trouble getting into the cell, and hydroxychloroquine basically allows for more zinc to get into the cell and be more effective in killing the virus. This is a very important concept that no one has been stressing, and I'm stressing it, and it needs to be exploited in the outpatient setting, because we can reduce admissions by 90%. But even if we reduce by 50%, that would be a significant benefit to society.
It would be huge. Yeah. Well, and you're also using the Z-Pak portion of the cocktail when they have secondarial bacterial infections. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. I'm using, first of all, Z-Pak is a misnomer, because that's a dose regimen of azithromycin. I use azithromycin 500 milligrams once a day for 5 days. That is not a Z-Pak. That's a higher dose. That's
okay.
Important to, number one. Number two, if anyone is symptomatic, I right away start with azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc, all 3. And the reason why I do that is because the antibiotic is there, like you said, to prevent secondary bacterial infections. I do not want to wait until a patient has it. I rather
Gotcha.
Give it early, because the main complication of these viral infections is that they damage the lungs, and then bacteria could superinfect and cause pneumonias, and that's why patients end up in the hospital.
Well, doctor, you've taken a little bit of heat for being outspoken and for doing what you've done, but I've watched from afar, and I'm very grateful for the fact that you did speak up, because I think it was the success of your research coupled with a lot of others that are kind of seen as voices in the wilderness that eventually gathered enough steam and notice to actually put some of these governors and other people that have been banning this treatment back on their heels a little bit. And it looks like now we're actually going to get enough doses of hydroxychloroquine. I think 9 pharmaceuticals are going to make up to 250 million doses before the middle of this month, which is going to be a huge help. Dr. Zelenko, thank you for what you're doing. Our prayers go with you and your community. We continue to hope for the very best, and please keep doing everything you can.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right, Kevin McCullough, we still got a big show. Depending on which hour of the show you're listening to, you're going to get Mike Lindell or Mike Huckabee. Take your pick of the mics. And a little bit later on, Chef David Burke and a new initiative to help those who are helping us. Kevin McCullough, big show this Friday. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. In the midst of the coronavirus and the hysteria surrounding it, I've got good news for you. Did you know that if you have a boosted immune system, you are much more likely to survive this current epidemic and what we are dealing with than almost any other thing you can do to help yourself? That's why it's time to do what I've been doing. Bone up on your balance of nature fruits and vegetables. It's not a bulletproof plan to avoid corona, but you are giving your body a fighting chance with a daily dose of balance of nature capsules that have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies and all the phytonutrients that they make when they work together. Once you start taking it, I'm going to bet that you have the same results that a lot of other people have had. And you're going to tell others about it. So right now, Balance of Nature wants to help you boost that immune system by giving you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey right now to a better fighting chance health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special offer by using our discount code. The Mission. Great news! In partnership with Salem Media Group, the free speech documentary No Safe Spaces gets special limited digital release. No Safe Spaces stars Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla and reveals how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and to share ideas. They do it in an entertaining and powerful way. No Safe Spaces released October 25th of last year. It reached 1.3 million at the box office and has a 99% approval rating on RottenTomatoes.com, the highest rating for any film last year. Critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this movie. After being passed over for distribution by major studios as well as streaming services like Netflix, the film has decided to offer the film on a limited release, then on DVD and digital this summer. Make good use of this time at home and watch No Safe Spaces. Share it with your family. No Safe Spaces is now available to watch for a limited time only at nosafespaces.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough back with your Invite Health update this week. Dr. Jerry Hickey is back with us. And Jerry, everyone's thinking about what is important to keep in mind and to do during this, pandemic isolation that we are finding ourselves in the midst of. Any good tips for us?
And I'll try to be quick about it. Hi, Kevin. How you doing? Right now, besides the social isolation and really washing your hands appropriately and numerous times per day, it's very important to avoid certain things. Don't have too much sugar. The amount of sugar in two sodas is enough to reduce the function of your immune system by 40% over a three-hour period. And don't have too many alcoholic drinks. I know it's a shame, but if for a man, if he has more than two, or a woman more than one, it can inhibit the immune system strongly for about 6 hours thereafter. So keeping down the sugar, keeping down the alcohol, very important right now. Keep the salt down, because salt also interferes with immune system function. On the other hand, if you can get the fresh fruits and vegetables or frozen fruits and vegetables, they're very good, because they're going to supply you with a lot of antioxidants. And antioxidants and plenty will help protect your lungs and your heart. God forbid something goes wrong if you do develop the virus. That's where it tends to get really dangerous. It's called a cytokine storm. Certain parts of the immune system get extremely overactive and start destroying lung tissue and eventually heart tissue. And that damage, by the way, after the virus is gone, if it's bad enough, can stay with you. So it's not like it just disappears in everybody. Now, on the other end of it, nutrition with a good vitamin supplement is extremely important right now. You need zinc, you need vitamin A, you need vitamin C to create immune cells. You need a lot of vitamin D. If you have not been taking vitamin D over the winter, your levels could be very low. And vitamin D is needed to activate the immune system. But on the other hand, vitamin D is very important for protecting the lungs. Like I said before, that storm by the immune system that damages the lungs with this virus occurs generally in the lungs. Vitamin D has been shown in lung diseases in people in human clinical trials to reduce serious attacks on the lungs to help reduce inflammation in the lungs. And there's many studies showing that if you have a lung infection, pneumonia, that it's much worse if you lack vitamin D. It's much more likely to get out of hand. It's much more dangerous. So get your vitamin D levels up. You want your vitamin D levels above 35. Get on vitamin D if you're not already taking it. Take it with food. It's absorbed better. So there you go.
Good stuff. As always, thank you. And friends, if you'd like any help from Invite Health, call them up, 800-789-1125, 1-800-789-1125, or online at invitehealth.com and use promo code KMC. Jerry, until next time.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Hello there, I'm Denise Richardson. This week, Fuel for the Spirit is being sponsored by the Interfaith Doctor of Ministry program at Hebrew Union College. The focus, sheltering in amidst the COVID pandemic. Guest, Rabbi Ruth.
What do you do during Passover and Easter when you can't be with family and friends? How do we have hope in difficult times?
So join our guest host, Jennifer Harper, on Fuel for the Spirit, Saturday night at 8:30, right here at AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
God has been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families.
I said yesterday in my column on townhall.com, you know, what was the mighty offensive thing that person right there, that raspy-voiced Minnesotan, what was it so offensive that made Twitter lose its God-given mind 2 days ago? It was that right there. He said that we read our Bibles and spend time with our families during this time that we are sheltering at home. I still don't understand why that's so offensive, so I thought I'd ask the man himself. Mr. Mike Lindell is back with us, the founder, originator of MyPillow, and somebody that I'm very, very proud to say I have seen God work in his life over the last number of years, and the further he goes in his Christian walk, the more bold he is, even from the White House podium in the Rose Garden with the seal of the president in front of him saying, "Oh, I've got something to read off the cuff, Mr. President. Do you mind?" Mike, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. It's great to be back.
Now, in all seriousness, had you told him that you might have something off the cuff before you got up there, or was that literally you sprang it on him right then?
No, let me tell you how the little backstory on this. I was invited. You know, they found out, the administration found out I was making masks, had started full production, and I got invited to a roundtable at the White House by the vice president. So, and they had us write something. I thought, well, that's peculiar. I said, I wrote something before, and I was weird. I had to be pre-approved or something. So I fly out there and we have the roundtable and the vice president, there's some other executives from CEOs from a couple other companies. And none of them were reading what they wrote. And we got done, and the president came in, and we talked some more during the roundtable, and I said to the vice president, I said, as we got up to go out to leave, and I said, well, we didn't read these. He goes, oh, he might call you up to the podium to read them out there. And I was sitting in next to the Oval Office. We walked over to that room, and
right.
I just felt led by God to write a bunch of stuff. You know, I said, you know, as long as I'm going to be up there, I want to put a message of hope out to the people. And I just felt I was writing. I'm writing down all these notes and trying to write on the back of this. And all of a sudden, the president gets up. He goes, let's go. And he says, And so
well, he called you up there, and you were the first one. He said, Mike, get on up here. Come on up here.
Yeah, it was the first one. So we went outside, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going. And, they had me positioned. I was sitting right in front of the podium. And I got up there, and as I'm reading it, I go, I want to get this message. I wonder if it's okay. And I turned and asked him. I said, now can I say something off the cuff? And he said, you sure? And he was his look because I couldn't hardly read my writing. It just came. I think God just took them words from me, you know, and spoke through me. And I really didn't expect the backlash, though. I'm glad I'm happy because it keeps the controversy keeps. I just keep doubling down for Jesus.
Yeah, Mike, let me ask you about that. And by the way, this is Mike Lindell. He is that MyPillow guy, as he's often referred to on the internet. In fact, I hope you didn't get offended, Mike, that that's how I titled my piece yesterday. But I said, you know, it's interesting because these people that criticized you, they went after you for what they thought was a violation of the Constitution. And in fact, if you understand the Constitution properly, what you did was an example of the Constitution. You illustrated the Constitution. You didn't violate the Constitution. And I'll get into that in a minute. But when you hear and when you see Mike's testimony, and when you know where he was just 7 or 8 years ago, a crack addict that was not living up to his potential, that was disappointing people that were around him, God gets a hold of his life, radically changes everything in his heart. And since then, he's given and given and given and continues to give back. I was really, really, you know, Mike, I say this, I shouldn't say it. I'm not surprised. Because you are on such offense for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of this world does not like that. And so the more bold you get, the tougher there, you know, the pushback is going to be. But it was just such a great moment. And as soon as I saw it happen, I immediately started praying for you because I thought, oh boy, here they come now.
Oh yeah. And they, you know, it's just, I've been attacked, that Jim Acosta, he was 10 feet from me. And all of a sudden, you know, I find out later the next day that he went out and said this bad statement about me. And I don't mind, Kevin, I can take the attacks because I just double down. But when they try and use it against a president, and, you know, he had me there to talk about, you know, great manufacturers, that, you know, that we're making masks and we're helping get everybody engaged and showing the good hope that's going on there.
Right.
And I said that myself. I put it out there. And these guys, I had a late night show host, Jimmy Fallon, says, well, tonight we have a bunch of guests on, and rumor has it we have the MyPillow guy. He's going to come out and talk about nothing, basically calling God nothing. You know, these are horrible things that people are saying out there. And I just doubled down. I said, you know, it's like my ads, Kevin, when they were trying to boycott me there, and they said, you know, boycott Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And the other ones say, don't boycott him. He'll double his ass. We see enough of that guy. Well, they should have learned their lesson then, because this is like that only 10-fold. I just, every show I've been on, I'm going, you know, I meant what I said and they say what I mean.
Yeah, no. And that's one thing. If anybody gets to know you, they find that out very quickly. We're speaking with Mike Lindell. We're going to take a real quick commercial break and be right back. But Mike, when you broke down the actual time that you spent talking, you spent nearly 2/3 of the time that you had, about 3 minutes up there. You spent about 2 of those minutes identifying what the company was doing to respond to the crisis, and less than a minute saying what you said about God and the Bible at the end. And it was like the nation almost didn't even know about what you had said to begin with. So when we come back, I want to talk about what MyPillow is doing specifically to help fight coronavirus. We're speaking with someone that I really just cherish as a very dear friend, Mike Lindell, the president, founder, creator, originator of MyPillow.com. And of course, if you want to get some great pillows today, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You got a wedding or an engagement or some sort of party, and you're having trouble finding the picture-perfect venue? It can be overwhelming. I get it. But I wonder if you've ever thought of having the backdrop of Manhattan as the picture-perfect venue, if you will. It's what you can get on a luxury private yacht. Your guests, they're going to be blown away. Memories going to last a lifetime. They'll Instagram it and everything else the whole time that it's happening. And that's why I want you to meet Francesca. She's going to find the yacht that's best for you. She's got a beautiful fleet of vessels that can accommodate from 2 people to 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Private yacht, not what your budget calls for? Then how about just chartering one deck? They've got that option as well. Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Go on franstouchofclass.com right now to see the range of yachts in her fleet, and then give her a call and discuss your options. You won't know if it's affordable or not until you talk to her. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the cuisine, Talk to her today about adding an extra touch of class to your event. It's FransTouchOfClass.com, FransTouchOfClass.com, 212-385-9400. That's 212-385-9400.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager for WMCA and AM 970, The Answer. This is a tough time for all of us, especially those in the restaurant business. With the restrictions and fear of spreading the virus, restaurants are closed or restricted to takeout options. We want to support you as restaurant owners by providing you with a platform to share your takeout deals with our listeners. We've created a webpage where our listeners can find your restaurant's special deals. It's easy and extremely affordable. All you have to do is go to our website, submit your info, and we'll follow up with the next steps. We'll even post your ad on our sister station, am970theanswer.com. Listeners, you'll be able to find all the listings on our website, so head to wmca.com to lend your support. We'll get through this together. Stay safe and stay healthy from our staff to your families.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live.
Easter e-greetings free for the sending at crosscards.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you didn't read it, it was the number one column at townhall.com yesterday, but I said, no, the MyPillow guy did not violate the Constitution. He illustrated it. Mike Lindell spoke in the Rose Garden to the nation at the president's pulpit and encouraged people to use this time that you are sheltering away from the rest of society to read your Bible or to spend time with your family. And by the way, he didn't say you have to do this or the government's telling you to do this, which is what would have had to have happened for him to in some way violate the Constitution. But instead, he was illustrating it. He was practicing his faith openly, as he's allowed to do. Government shall make no restriction to that practice thereof. And they didn't. But some people didn't like it. And Mike Lindell rejoins us. Mike, as I said before we went to the break, it took you 53 seconds total to say what you said about God and the Bible and spending time with our families. You know, such controversial things. But you spent the first two-thirds of your speech actually identifying two initiatives that MyPillow's engaged in. One is in the production of the masks, and that's a huge help. Everybody knows how desperately needed those are. But you also spent some time identifying what you as a company are going to be willing to do to help other companies face the strategic challenges that are going to be facing them as they're coming back into the marketplace at the end of this. Talk a little bit about why those two initiatives in particular caught your imagination.
Well, yeah, I just want, you know, I want to help. You know, Kevin, I've always, that's my passion, is to help people. And when we had the hurricanes and we had the fires in California, and this is, we're up against an anomaly in history, I think. And I wanted to, there's two things. You got your immediate things that we're making are over, we got up to 50,000 masks per day with the cloth masks that we're making. And those are needed right now at the hospitals. We're shipping out daily. And then the other ones, we even have access. It looks like we're going to have access to the N95s, because as people start opening up, I think these businesses, they need, you know, they have to be safe. And, you know, even the ones out there, I want to put this in here, the essential businesses that are out there, you need to set an example right now, because I don't want to go into a grocery store and not have masks in there and not have your employees wearing gloves and protected. I went in a grocery store yesterday and I was very upset. I'm going, you know, here's other businesses that are shut down, and then you're sitting there and you're getting your businesses open, but you're not protecting the public. And I think that's appalling. And I think that they should absolutely be set the example. And MyPillow, Kevin, it wasn't just getting everything ready to work. I had to make my employees safe. What we do there, and I want everyone to listen, we've got people at the door that make sure that they're wearing masks and sanitizer. One person comes through at a time to work, and they have to get their mask on, wash their hands, get sanitized. Then they go to their sewing machine or whatever workstation. They're 10 feet from everybody, and then they can go on break whenever they want. We don't have set schedules now, so they can be alone. They don't have to go in groups. So, I mean, every company should be doing that right now. I want to feel safe when I go in the gas station or the grocery store.
Sure.
So I want everyone out there listening. That's the first steps that we got to do. They got to set the example. And we'll get everybody back. You know, this great president will come up with solutions once he gets all the input that's changing daily.
Well, and it's so true, Mike, that CEOs solve problems differently than lifelong politicians. I'm just curious. I asked John Catsimatidis this yesterday, but I'm curious as to, as a CEO, are you what has the president done in terms of how he's gone about attacking this problem? Which is true. It's a historic. This is once in a century, once in a lifetime, once in a generation type of crisis. How has he gone about being effective in this from your perspective?
Well, I was, you know, I went to the White House. I was there for about 4 or 5 hours the other day. And the stuff I heard in there was exactly what I was hoping he was doing. And I probably knew he was doing the things like this. There was a governor that needed something. He was getting blocked by bureaucracy, and it was going to take 8 months. And the president got on the phone. He says, I'll take care of this. He got it done in 2 days. You're making great common sense decisions based on this, all the information out there. He's an information vacuum. He just, he brings it in, and God's given him a gift of, here's the problem, here's the solution, and what is it going to manifest to? And that's really important. A lot of, you know, your best CEOs, they have that ability. But he's like the best of the best. And there is not one person on this planet I would not want to be in charge of everything out there right now. And I told him, I said, Mr. President, I said, even people that don't like you, I said, one of my friends texted me that he says, Mike, I'm not a big fan of the president, but he's doing a great job. God bless him. He says, I think he's growing on me.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's no doubt that his handling of this crisis has increased how the public have viewed him in every way possible. And Mike, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for representing your God and your faith and yourself and your company and this country so faithfully when given the opportunity. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. God bless.
Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. In the midst of the coronavirus and the hysteria surrounding it, I've got good news for you. Did you know that if you have a boosted immune system, you are much more likely to survive this current epidemic and what we are dealing with than almost any other thing you can do to help yourself? That's why it's time to do what I've been doing. Bone up on your balance of nature fruits and vegetables. It's not a bulletproof plan to avoid corona, but you are giving your body a fighting chance with a daily dose of balance of nature capsules that have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies and all the phytonutrients that they make when they work together. Once you start taking it, I'm going to bet that you have the same results that a lot of other people have had, and you're going to tell others about it. So right now, Balance of Nature wants to help you boost that immune system by giving you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey right now to a better fighting chance health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special offer by using our discount code, The Mission.
Hope comes home. I still believe, now on demand.
I still believe in God's goodness.
I still believe in hope when things seem hopeless.
I still believe in family.
I still believe in God's plan.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
I still believe, based on the inspiring true story, starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Shania Twain, and Gary Sinise. I still believe. Available now on premium video on demand.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
You? And speaking...
Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Everywhere I go.
If it
it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you've been on his Instagram this week, you've seen my next guest continuing to do that which animates him the most, which is to prepare food and to help people in this time of need, maybe by giving them some ideas for what they can do at home and so forth. But I know that his sector of the industry and of society has been hit really hard since COVID broke out. And it's a joy to welcome back Chef Burke, Chef David Burke, from all of my favorites. Tavern, Chef Burke Tavern, David Burke Tavern, the Woodpecker, even some of the new places. I've eaten at the one in Washington, D.C. Just everywhere he goes and opens up. I love this man's work. And I think we caught him this afternoon actually cooking in his home kitchen. Chef Burke, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah. How you doing, Kevin?
Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Hey, before we talk shop, talk to me about how your people are holding up. Your employees are like your family, and you've got a big network of them. How are they holding up right now?
Well, we had to let go for quite a few, so I'm not in touch with every one of them, but my corporate team, we're still working together on a daily basis. Some of them, you know, because three of, you know, we have meetings but via Skype and phone, and what we, you know, we have projects that are set up for the future they're working on. I'm also trying to make sure we can find some place, but to make sure all of our other employees are okay, and trying to direct them in which way to go for assistance. But you know, we're doing some delivery and curbside stuff in Ventanas and Fort Lee. Orange Zone is doing a nice job helping the St. Barnabas Hospital out of South Orange, and we're doing curbside and grocery delivery as well. Seabright's doing the same thing down at David Burke Drift House.
Oh, wow.
So we have a few employees there working, and we're trying to get some other stuff going through some platform of David Burke Save the Heroes, which will help us produce more food to help first responders.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about, because I know that you're launching this new hashtag Feed the Heroes campaign. What's that designed to do?
Well, we have manpower willing to work. We have restaurants and equipment so that we can produce hundreds and hundreds of lunches and or dinners. But we need support from corporations and or individuals, because we don't have any income right now. The restaurants are
sure
stopped.
Yeah.
There's no cash flow. So we're not big enough to be able to support this on our own. Normally, in a crisis like Sandy or something, or 9/11, the restaurants have business, and we can go into our own pockets and help do these things. But in this case, we can't, because, you know, there's no cash flow.
Yeah.
So we need the support of people out there to help fund hashtag, David Burke Feed the Heroes. And when we get XYZ income, we can dedicate that to XYZ food and deliver it to those in need at close to the restaurants we operate. Bergen County, there's several hospitals that could use help. We're already working at one in, like I said, South Orange. I mean, there's plenty of places down here.
Right.
Or any other organization that has workers that need to be fed. Even the restaurant employees that have been unemployed without a paycheck yet, going on week three, and unemployment hasn't kicked in. So you're talking about people living paycheck to paycheck. People are going to get hungry, and it's not going to be pretty.
Well, and I know that the food service industry, personally, for them, much like the Broadway community, people that are working as ushers and food service workers and so forth, most of those people do live paycheck to paycheck, and it's really hard. And I've been impressed, actually, with the food icons. I know that you're doing everything you can. I heard that Guy Fieri is stepping up, trying to help some workers. I'm thankful that we've got some people that are looking out and doing the right thing. If you want to help Chef Burke's efforts, by the way, you can go to his Facebook page, because they have, according to your assistant Paula, Chef, you've set up a PayPal where people can contribute to the cause. And if you want to help Chef Burke and his team help feed the first responders, these are hospital essential workers that are having to go out there and face the the danger of the virus every day, and you know, getting food to them is really important. It's hard because nobody's nothing is normal right now. Everything is upside down. Go to Chef Burke's Facebook page and be a part of that. Chef, how are you helping pass the time for yourself personally? I know on your social media you're cooking up a storm. What are you hoping to do in your efforts there?
I'm hunkering down here in Atlantic Highlands, and I'm cooking. I'm sharing I cook things and create, working on new recipes. It's interesting for me to cook at home because I really never have. And I also have to clean myself. So I have to, you know, I have to do the dishes, take out the garbage, mop the floor, you know. So it's interesting. It's a humbling experience. The cooking part is fantastic. And you know, meetings, my day start at 6-7 a.m. and they go to about 11.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping busy enough where the time flies, you know.
But it's got to be hard for you not being, because you're so hands-on, not to be in your places and talking with people. And that's, I was talking to somebody, actually a music entertainer out of Nashville earlier today via text, and I said, you know, the hardest part for me, and thank God my family's safe, you know, the bride, the kids, they're all healthy, we're all well, we've sheltered in place the way we're supposed to. But the hardest part, I think, for our whole family is that we're very social people. And I just wonder, Chef, how long will it be before people go out to eat in Manhattan again, or they go to those big, you know, black tie dinners that Manhattan's famous for, and gather together in a public place? It seems like we're going to be dealing with kind of the aftermath of this kind of fear for a long time.
Well, it's going to be a slow build. I think there's two ways, depending on how this stops. And whether it will determine how people react. If this thing gets drawn out, this keeps being, you know, people are going to be more cautious, obviously, and it'll be a slow build, and it's going to take, it's going to take time before people trust going into crowded places and not being a little bit careful. We learn from everything. All of these things that happen, we learn things, then we loosen up as the years go by. And so normalcy, Americans are resilient, and we just, you know, right now there's just a fear factor, and when are we going to stop it? How are we going to stop it? It's going to be stopped for good.
Help him feed the frontline heroes. They've got the kitchens and the ability to do it. They just need to help supply the food and stuff to make it happen. Kevin McCullough.
We need anybody that has food, big companies, to send us some food. They have warehouses for food. They donate some food to us or give it to us at half price. We're willing to do whatever it takes to help feed people. Thanks, Kevin.
That's great to know. Chef, thank you so much. Again, just go to his Facebook page to find out more on how you can be a part of Feeding the Heroes. Hashtag Feed the Heroes. Kevin McCullough, my Friday final thought coming up. Great news! In partnership with Salem Media Group, the free speech documentary No Safe Spaces gets special limited digital release. No Safe Spaces stars Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla and reveals how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and to share ideas. They do it in an entertaining and powerful way. No Safe Spaces released October 25th of last year. It reached 1.3 million at the box office and has a 99% approval rating on RottenTomatoes.com, the highest rating for any film last year. Critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this movie. After being passed over for distribution by major studios as well as streaming services like Netflix, the film has decided to offer the film on a limited release, then on DVD and digital this summer. Make good use of this time at home and watch No Safe Spaces. Share it with your family. No Safe Spaces is now available to watch for a limited time only at nosafespaces.com.
This is Dan Buttafuoco. I'm at my kitchen table following recommendations to maintain social distancing and thinking about what is going on in the world. I'm convinced that we will all be better for it when this is over. I'm calling in this message because I feel we need some encouragement right about now. This is a time for self-reflection. It's a time for faith, hope, and love. Recently, we ushered in a new decade. It is amazing how fast things can change. Because of the current crisis, we are forced to live, work, and interact differently than before. The Apostle Paul said almost the exact same thing 2,000 years ago. As I sit here in self-quarantine, I implore you to give this some thought. What are you learning while at home? How can we become better people? We can always find the silver lining and improve ourselves for our family and the people we influence or impact. For over 40 years now, I've been committed to helping accident victims rebuild their lives. This is our chance to be better people. Take a moment to see how you can be a blessing to others. My family and I are praying for you. God bless you and God bless your family.
Small business finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation, logistics, and more. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller every Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And it's really the interesting thing about these last 3 weeks. And I could probably write a book about all of the interesting things that I've observed and thought about and recontemplated over this whole period of time. I found I really miss some things. I really miss... this may sound weird to those of you that don't aren't church-going people, but I miss being in my church congregation and singing songs to God at the top of my voice. I miss that on Sundays. I miss the smiles on my kids' faces when I say, "Hey, we're gonna go grab something to eat at our favorite restaurant." I miss the some of the other, you know, just activities and busyness with life. I was thinking about this overnight last night, because I was realizing all of the things that are closed that our family uses: the gym, the elementary school playgrounds, the yoga studios, the ballet dance studios, the taekwondo dojos, all the things that we. And we're having to recreate. We try to stay active. We try to keep all that going. We try to redo that. But life is definitively slowed down. It's definitively different. There's a definitive pause that has been put on everything. And I'm personally someone who gets kind of antsy with pauses. I like to power through and try to solve problems and get to the next level. And that's what my aura is usually all about. But friend, I do think that, and I'm praying as a man of faith, I'm praying every day. My family is praying every night at dinner. We are praying daily for our president. We are praying daily for our fellow citizens who are sick, that we can find healing for them, that there will be pharmaceuticals that will work, that the vaccine will be created, that the plasma treatment will be effective, that the antibodies can be found. And for whatever else we deal with, politically, lifestyle-wise, etc., our heart and our mind is for our nation. We want our nation. We want the world to be in a better place. And friends, if you're really of good spirit, then I believe that's something that every American can pray. Maybe you don't pray the same God I do. Maybe you don't pray at all, but you can have that intention for your fellow man. It's not too much to ask. And I hope, friends, that in the next couple of weeks, we begin to see some real progress along those lines. You have survived the third official week of shelter-in-place quarantine, whatever you want to call it. Friends, my prayers are for and with you this weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Until then.